feeders in Washington. U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month, lower than the estimated 80,000, which economists had expected for August.
The August figures are lower compared with July's increase of 79,000 jobs. In the wake of last month's report, President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after downward revisions of the prior 2 months raised suspicions of the accuracy of the numbers. President Trump has named former Heritage Foundation fellow E.J. Antoni as a successor, but his appointment awaits Senate confirmation. The current jobs report is released by the acting BLS commissioner. George Williams, Washington.
The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.3%. South Korea expresses concern and regret over a U.S. immigration aid at a factory in Georgia.
South Korean automaker Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles at the plant. Officials say the raid resulted in a significant number of South Korean nationals being detained. The South Korean Foreign Ministry did not provide an exact figure, but describes the number of detained South Koreans as large. The ministry does not confirm or deny South Korean media reports that roughly 300 South Koreans were among the 450 people detained. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The attorneys general of California and Delaware have expressed serious concerns about the safety of OpenAI's chatbot, ChatGPT, especially for children and teens. They sent a letter to OpenAI after a meeting with its legal team earlier this week. The officials have been reviewing OpenAI's plans to restructure its business, focusing on safety oversight. Down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 220 points. This is SRN News. A leading university is teaching a course on theft, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The New School in New York City is offering a sociology class called How to Steal. LSOC 3109 in the catalog. It is described as, quote, a field-based seminar that will explore the politics, ethics, and aesthetics of theft in a world where accumulation is sacred, dispossession is routine, and the line between private property and the public good is drawn in blood. Students will produce speculative strategies for redistributing wealth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of South Carolina's top lawyers say the law allowing for family leave after the birth of a child should also provide at least 6 weeks of paid time off when a baby is stillborn. The South Carolina Attorney General's office says giving birth to a stillborn child is physiologically identical to giving birth to a living child. This is SRN News. The federal agency tasked with issuing visas and green cards to immigrants will soon expand its ranks to law enforcement, adding armed officers to root out immigration fraud. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, provided details about the plans Thursday after a federal rule change was finalized under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. USCIS Director Joseph Edlau said in a statement, quote, "This historic moment will better address immigration crimes, hold those that perpetrate immigration fraud accountable, and act as a force multiplier for DHS and our federal law enforcement partners, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Georgia is becoming the eighth state to send National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to support President Trump's law enforcement operation in the Capitol. More details at SRNNews.com.